Ukraine security issue.
Russia turned down the proposal of an Easter truce, President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his video address. Moreover, according to him, the Russian side refused to negotiate on opening any humanitarian corridors for evacuating Ukrainian civilians from the occupied areas. Nevertheless, some of them tried to escape Russian shelling on their own, in spite of lethal risks. On Friday, several dozen civilians managed to evacuate from their town in the Luhansk region. Along the way, Russians opened fire on their cars and buses. As a result, one disabled woman, a teenage boy, and a baby were wounded. The Russian forces have stepped up their attacks along the entire front line in the Luhansk and Donetsk regions while continuing to shell residential areas and civilian infrastructure. In one of the towns, artillery shell struck a hospital and several apartment blocks, causing civilian casualties. Vadim Lyakh, mayor of Slovyansk, Donetsk region, said on Friday that the Russians had dropped cluster bombs on the town. In the south, the Russian army continues to amass fresh reinforcements and conduct reconnaissance and force operations. The Ukrainian defenders hold the line, thwarting the enemy troops' attempts to advance and inflicting heavy losses on their personnel and material. The Russian military command has openly announced the objectives of the second phase of the so-called special military operation in Ukraine, to take control of the entire territory of the eastern Donetsk and Luhansk regions, as well as the southern part of Ukraine, with a view to securing a land corridor to the occupied Crimean Peninsula and shutting Ukraine out of the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov. Further, Moscow intends to reach as far as Moldova's breakaway province of Transnistria, where it sees infringements on the rights of the Russian-speaking population. That would actually amount to a military incursion into Moldova. The Ukrainian president's office responded on Friday with a statement by its head Andriy Yermak, who said that Ukraine has its own plans on that score. The Kremlin has had lots of plans before, but Ukraine has derailed all of them, he said. The situation in the Azov port city of Mariupol remained unchanged as of April 22nd. The larger part of the city was controlled by Russian troops, while the Ukrainian defenders were holding out on the premises of the Azovstal steel plant. There were also about 1,000 civilians and 500 wounded soldiers in the basements of the plant. The Russians agreed to open a green corridor, but only for the Ukrainian military to surrender. They refused to let the civilians out and continued to shell and bomb the plant, despite President Putin's public announcement that they would stop storming it. Captain Petro Melnik, acting commander of the Mariupol Coast Guard unit, described the situation and the conditions in which the Ukrainian military are holding out as critical.
Тривають жорстокі бої по периметру, скидаються надпотужні авіабомби на завод. Сам завод потерпів дуже великої руйнації.
Fierce fighting continues along the perimeter. Extra heavy bombs are dropped. The plant has suffered formidable destructions. Military medics are doing their best to treat the wounded, whose number is very large. The medical situation is critical. We have to boil processed water, which we use for cooking. Actually, we have one meal a day. The situation is really critical, and I join the demand of our military to urgently deblock Mariupol. There are two options, either military or political. Evacuation under security guarantees from world leaders. The morale of our soldiers is very high. We will hold out until the end. But we are waiting for some decisions to be made, not just for the word hero to be added to our names, said Captain Petro Melnik. The Ukrainian authorities have managed to evacuate a total of 100,000 people from Mariupol. The evacuees share the horrors of constant shelling and the humanitarian disaster that they have experienced. They tell reporters that the so-called humanitarian aid, which according to Russian propaganda was delivered to the city, destroyed by the Russians themselves, was anything but aid.
до цих сіл, но очередя були сотня миль. Ми стояли.
They brought water from Vinohradne or other villages, but the lines were very long, hundreds of people. We had to stand 5 or 6 hours in the line to get 2 flags of water. There is no humanitarian aid. One gets a loaf of bread and 1.5 liters of water once in 10 days. The enemies constantly shell and bomb Mariupol. They have razed Mariupol to the ground. Dead bodies lie everywhere around the city and there is no one to bury them. Nobody knows how many people are dead. They are very many. As many as 1,084 bodies of civilians have been found in the towns and villages of the Kyiv region since it was liberated 3 weeks ago. 3/4 of the bodies have bullet holes in them, according to Kyiv region police chief Andriy Nebitov. At the same time, in the regions that are still under Russian control, Ukrainians are effectively held hostage and are deported to Russia in great numbers. National Security and Defense Council Secretary Oleksiy Danilov told Ukrainian radio that one of the Kremlin's objectives set for the invasion of Ukraine was mass deportation of Ukrainians to concentration camps in Siberia, where they would build new cities. The state nuclear power agency Energoatom has made public a video that serves as evidence of Russia's nuclear terrorism. The video, dated April 16th, shows 3 Russian cruise missiles flying over the premises of the Pivdenno-Ukrainska nuclear power plant located in the Mykolaiv region, southern Ukraine. The missiles were fired from Belarus and aimed to Mykolaiv. Energoatom has informed the International Atomic Energy Agency about the incident.